Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, there's a guy named Patrick Myers who is the Freddie Mercury, if you will, of a band called Killer Queen. They are a tribute act and really one of the best on the planet. They're coming to St. Louis next week. And Patrick will join me after the top of the hour. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for John O'Leary because he's supposed to join me at 5:30, but he's on an airplane. It might have gotten a little delayed. The movie that is based on his life opened technically last night. Frank Cusimano was with us this afternoon. You saw Soul on Fire a couple of weeks ago, didn't you, Frank? Whoop, that's the wrong one. Drop that. Let's get him on here. Here we
I'm
go.
Here.
Yeah, now you're there. You saw the movie a couple weeks ago, though, didn't you?
Mark, it's like the only movie I've ever seen where like five different times, at least five different times, you almost cry or you do cry. And but you know, I don't want to say it's like a sappy movie because I think it's an unbelievable movie. I hope the state supports it and the country supports it because it's almost like a commercial for St. Louis. It's really cool.
I was trying to think of another movie that is more St. Louis centric and actually shows images of the city in a way that this one does. We barely get, you know, when they're traveling, when there's a road trip movie and someone crosses the Mississippi River, we might see one shot or something like that. But that's one of the great things about it is that they chose to film it here in Missouri. There were some tax credits. I was unaware of some of that until recently, but that certainly helped. I think Mike Parsons signed that in. I thought that Bill Macy was a little underwhelming as Jack Buck just because we all know how much gravitas Jack had and how big of a figure he was. However, having said that, most of the people who see this movie, they won't even realize who he is.
You're right. And it's a great point. In fact, I remember like the day after I watched it, the day before I saw it, I said to Julie Buck, I said, did you feel like when you were looking at William Macy or looking at your dad? And she said, no.
Yeah.
And then nobody can be Jack Buck, but he did a fine job.
I think I saw Julie sitting at the MAC during an early scene in that film because that was when Jack found out about John's accident. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more. I think John's going to be able to join me. If not, we have one of the, you know, the guy who played his college roommate in the film? I thought he was really good. He might join me as a fill-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a St. Louis kid, and I didn't know that. But if O'Leary, he's trying to cover us because John really wants to be on the show. But again, he's got an airport delay. All right, let's start Mizzou, Alabama. We talked about during the roundtable, Ethan and I are both going. Ethan has his Crimson Tide gear on this afternoon. I have my Mizzou gear on. I'm always so nervous about these games to the point sometimes where if I wasn't going, I don't even know if I would watch some of it because I get so damn nervous. And I'm even more nervous because I've seen Alabama play, and their quarterback is really impressive, and they can bust open for huge offensive plays. Having said that, you've been talking about Ahmad Hardy in our run game. What do you got for us tomorrow in Columbia, Missouri, Frank?
Well, look, you do have the nation's best running back, and you're playing against a defense that has been gashed by Florida State. They killed them. Georgia and Vandy, all three offenses ran on Alabama with a great deal of ease, and they didn't have Ahmad Hardy. The other problem is, and you know we've seen it all season long, is when Mizzou gives up a big play, a big pass play, I mean, the wide receiver is wide open. There are a lot of holes, or there have been a lot of holes in that Missouri secondary, and here comes Ty Simpson with 13 touchdowns and one pick and two All-American or two NFL wide receivers. So it's going to be Missouri's run game against their pass game. Here's the other thing. Is a lot of people want to like poke fun at Kalen DeBoer because he didn't win a national title his first year at Alabama. He's 13-2 in ranked opponent's game. If he's ranked and the opponent's ranked, he's 13-2. Eli Drinkwitz is 7-14 against teams from the top 25. So one coach has beaten a lot of good teams. The other still has to work on that.
Well, I don't think it's going to be easy for Mizzou, but I'm going to hope that the home field advantage and maybe some mistakes by Alabama tip it in our direction. Ethan, I know you feel the other way, right? And I can't even remember how you became a Crimson Tide fan.
Long story, basically have family that's big Tennessee fans, and as a young kid, opposition. Okay. That's really where it started, and it just kind of grew from
but
there.
But you grew up here in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
And you have never been to Columbia, period?
Nope. I grew up on the Illinois side, so right. We didn't really have much connection to, you know, that far.
So he's never been to a game. I mean, he's never even been to Como, so he's never been to a game. So that's going to be fun for
you. I'm excited,
Ethan.
Yeah. It'll be good.
It's a shame you're going to see
a
loss.
I love Ethan, but this is a real character flaw. I think I need
to
talk to his parents.
No, I'm with you.
Frank, I hope you can forgive me, you know, but, you know, we were talking last night at the Enterprise Center. And I think, you know, going into the game, I think there were some pretty high expectations, some excitement in the arena. But
was there a goalie last night? Because I didn't see the game. Do we have a goalie?
Well, I would go ahead and assume that Frank, myself, and all the 18,000 people that were in attendance were quite surprised by the final score we saw in the Blues Wild game.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a great
start. It was nuts. I was up the press box with an NHL scout. I said, are they this bad? And his response was, well, it's just one of those games you have a couple of times a year. And let's hope it is only a couple of times a year. Look, they're a good team. They had 14 straight shots in the second period to Minnesota's none, and they scored nothing. They're going to think about this they stopped thinking about it last night. They'll be in Calgary on Saturday, and I think they're going to be just fine.
Frank, what can we possibly do here in St. Louis outside of lots of prayers to make sure that the Cubs don't advance to the National League Championship Series?
Spoken like a true Brewer fan and Cardinal fan. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think everybody's rooting for Milwaukee, even though they beat our tails for the last 10 years too. So.
But all bets are off, man, and the Cubs seem to have momentum. And then the end of that Phillies-Dodgers game last night, that poor pitcher, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, little harmless ground ball to the pitcher. All he had to do was throw to first base like the catcher told him to do. Instead, he threw it to the catcher. It was a terrible throw, and that's the end of the Philadelphia Phillies season.
Well, while we're hitting on everything here, I'll jump to the other college football game, I guess, semi in the area. The Illinois Fighting Illini have a huge game against Ohio State Buckeyes this upcoming weekend, and they're 14-point underdogs. You know, I mean, they just got creamed a couple of weeks ago by Indiana, but they responded well with a great win against USC, but it's going to take a very impressive performance by the Illini, I think, to be able to pull off that upset, Frank.
Yeah, and as much as I want Mizzou to win, let's face it, if Illinois beats number one rank and defending national champion Ohio State, that's a bigger feat than Missouri beating Alabama. So we wish Brett Bielema and the Illinois crew a lot of luck. It's interesting, both these great games starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Frank, what do you got coming up on the show on Sunday night?
Sunday night, we're excited because we're going to have the story of the only junior college female coach in America who's coaching the men. She's a beautiful woman and a tremendous coach, and we're excited to tell that story. Plus, we're going to relive Jeff Gordon's sports writing career, 40 years with the Post, talk about his highs and lows.
Awesome. You have a great weekend. Are you going to Columbia tomorrow?
No, I got to be in studio, but I'll be watching every second of it.
Boring. All right, Kusuma, we'll talk on Monday afternoon. Ethan, you're going to have so much fun because you've never been there. I mean, the atmosphere. I had this moment a couple seasons ago. I've spoken of this a couple of times. And, you know, you got to realize I've been going to games since, I think my first game was like 1985. When I was a freshman, sophomore, I never went. I went to Warren Powers' last game at Faurot Field. But I was there for the fifth down game. I survived Woody's Wagon and Bob Stahl, came into the Larry Smith era where things changed for Mizzou. But, you know, we were never at that caliber. I remember going to games when we were in the Big 8 and the Big 12, and Oklahoma would come to town, and we just looked like size-wise and speed-wise, we were so overmatched. It wasn't even close, right? Even if we were somewhat competitive with other, you know, teams, when it came to the elite in the Big 12, and then, you know, the SEC comes along, everyone expects us to excel in basketball, not in football, and it's been, to a certain extent, a little the opposite. But you get the feeling, and it won't be quite the feeling that you will have next year because they're not done with the North End Zone, but it's real SEC football, and it feels magical in there.
And
so,
it's great for it to be getting to
yes,
that direction.
To that
it's
level.
Great for the area, great for the school, and it's going to be a fun football
game. It's going to be great.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.